Blog Talk Radio.
Like I said, round of applause, everybody. Kenny Talk is in the building. Dollhouse Radio is on. What's up, everybody? Dollhouse Radio, anniversary week. Today's topic, relationship goals. Relationship goals. How many of you have them? Like friends, how many of you have them, right? It's about that time for us to jump right in. Dollhouse Radio's anniversary week. I got something special I'm going to share with you guys at the break. But right now, it's time to pay some of these bills. It's the real relationship talk show. My name is Kenny Talk, and we'll be back to discuss first and foremost the relationship truth of the week, and then we're going to jump into the discussion. Shout out to everybody listening. It's about to go down. Don't even play. Show us some love. Let's pay some bills. We'll be back fast so you can say cat in the hat. We see a blessing on Dollhouse Radio.
Well, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me. Nigga was off for a sec, now it's back to me. Nigga, you mad at me. This ain't what I want, man. This what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel flat.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys the business, man. It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I
I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel
my
blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Trying to blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
We feel blessed right here on Dollhouse Radio, the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and it's about to go down. It is relationship week. I'm sorry, anniversary week here on Dollhouse Radio. So we're going to have some special shows going on, well, some special things happening on every single show throughout the week, right? Some special things that are happening. I got something special that I'm going to share with you guys from my heart about Dollhouse Radio, and I'm going to do that at the break, right? And I'm going to make this episode a little bit more of a musical one. And what we're going to do is we're going to, first of all, jump into the relationship goals that some of you guys hit me up on Facebook and on Twitter and to let me know exactly what are your relationship goals. Because this relationship is about you, ladies, single ladies. We want to know what your relationship goals are. And first and foremost, we're going to jump into where did I get this term from? If you notice, there's a hashtag in front of it. Hashtag relationship goals, right? So we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that pops up on social media that kind of inspired this show. It's about to go down. So first and foremost, welcome to another awesome episode. It was raining all week, you know. We made it to hump day. You know, the weekend is only a couple of days away. And you know what? I believe each and every one of you out there, y'all going to make it. I know it's hard. I know you'd rather be at home relaxing than being at work all day or, you know, shuffling through traffic, you know, dealing with people at your job, dealing with customers, dealing with whatever you have to deal with on a daily basis, right? It's tough out there. But I want you to know the experience, Kenny Talk experience, got your back when it comes to relationships, when it comes to what you go through with matters of the heart, right? All right, so let me jump right in, right? I'm going to go I wonder which one I'm going to choose, man. I get a lot of responses from our relationship truth posts. And those that are just joining us tonight for the very first time, man, I'm going to tell y'all what the relationship truth is, man. The relationship truth is, you know, that's a little bit of a post that I do every single day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you haven't added us as of yet, Kenneth DeMoss or Kenny Talk DeMoss, like our pages or Adam. They made me change my name, but it's still the Kenny Talk experience. You can also join the group, the Real Relationship Talk Show group, where you can get these posts from as well. I got to go in and find out which one I'm going to do real quick. You guys are so awesome. Super awesome. All right. I'm going to scroll down my timeline, right? Well, here's a good one. It's one I did yesterday. Check it out. The relationship truth goes as follows. And it's a little bit of a nugget that I give everybody when it comes to relationships. Here we go. Falling in love is something that is known to happen unexpectedly. Yet somehow we have the nerve to have expectations. Wow. I gotta let that one marinate a little bit. But I'm gonna read it again. So y'all, I want to hear what you guys think. 646-595-4038 if you wanna respond. If not, you can actually go to Facebook, like I see several people doing right now. You can speak on it. You can talk about it. Some of you have already spoke on it. Falling in love is something that is known to happen unexpectedly. Yet somehow we have the nerve to have expectations. Let me go in. Now, I got a response here. I got a young lady saying, and welcome to the Real Relationship Talk Show. We call it the Kenny Talk Experience. Sweetheart, I'm going to welcome you to all of our listeners. They want to hear what you got to say. She says, Kenny, when it comes to being in a relationship, it's foolish not to have expectations. Relationships are two people that have to get along with each other. They have to respect each other's time, each other's space, and the way each other feel. So you have to have expectations set to make sure that you're on the same page. I really don't get the post. Okay, well, thanks, you know. So she broke it down. Two people getting along with each other, having respect for your feelings, having respect for your time, really being considerate of each other. And how can you be considerate of each other if you don't know what each other's expectations are? Hell, I feel you on that, sweetheart, but here's where the post is going to go. Here's where the post goes. The post is about, think back, think Cupid. Okay. Because the post says falling in love, not getting into a relationship. That's the difference right there. Okay. Falling in love, when you look at it from a historical point of view, it was depicted in pictures and drawings and on television and whatever with this baby angel wearing a diaper with wings that would fly down or fly up on you, pull out a bow, draw back the arrow, and hit you on the ass or hit you somewhere. And at that point, that was the depiction of being smitten, right? Because to be smitten is like it's unexpected, you know? We're actually are dating someone. We're having a good time with someone. Things are going all swell, you know, and we cool. But then all of a sudden, you start catching feelings. And when you start catching feelings, you find yourself not wanting to be away from that person. That's not something that you plan. That's not something that you set expectations for. You didn't see it, that's what a lot of people do out here. They want to have the scene set on who they're going to meet, where they're going to meet them, what they're going to be wearing, what he's going to be wearing, what he's going to be driving, what kind of job he's going to have, how he's going to walk up on you, what he's going to say, and it's going to be so special. It's going to touch your heart. You're going to give him your number. He's going to give you a call. You guys are going to have intimate conversations on the phone. When you go to his house to pick you up for the date, he's going to have some flowers. He's going to take you out to an expensive restaurant in his nice car. He's going to buy you dinner. He's going to take you home, walk you up to your porch, give you a hug and a gentle kiss on the cheek, and say goodnight. You don't want to have sex or anything. And he's going to do that until you decide, hey, you know what, I think I want to have sex with you. He's going to say, who, me? You really want to have sex with me? I can't believe it. And then all of a sudden, you guys are going to have sex, and it's going to be the most explosive sex you've ever had. You guys are going to fall in love. I mean, come on. This is the Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio in this anniversary week, and I'm just chopping it up with y'all real quick. But those are the expectations we have, and it just don't really happen that way. For the most part, the post is saying have fun, and the smitten will happen allow it to happen. Now, why did I choose that one, ladies and gentlemen? Because first and foremost, when we talk about falling in love and we talk about expectations, people have them around relationships. That brings us to our topic, relationship goals. But what exactly are relationship goals? Kenny, where did you get this from? And I'll tell you where I get it from. I get it from you guys, social media. Social media. This is crazy. Hashtag relationship goals. Okay, let me just say this. Whenever if you do a search on social media or if you click on Facebook, I actually sent out a post that had relationship goals on it, hashtag. Click on it because it's going to be highlighted for you to click on it. Click on it and it's going to pull up all of the posts that actually have that in there. And I'm going to go through all these posts to kind of show people what their goals are, what they tell me their goals are. We're also going to talk about what you actually sent in to me or whatever. What are your relationship goals? Right? It's just super awesome. It's just so good. But check it out. Everybody knows, I got to talk about this one from the start. Russell Wilson and Ciara being a couple nowadays. Right? And it's been put out in the media. Now notice I didn't say that this is what it is because, you know, it could just be some bull crap. Or it could be true. Whatever. It could be a publicity stunt. It could be really what it is. But Russell Wilson and Ciara are now an item. And the thing that makes this so special or what makes this a relationship goal for people, because when you do that, when you click on it, it's gonna show you that particular picture, right? It's gonna show you that one. Well, the reason why this is a relationship goal is because it's known now that the guy says that they're not having sex until they get married. So you got a couple, high profile couple. Russell Wilson, Super Bowl champion quarterback. Ciara, in the media, of course, she's a singer. She's a little bit of an actor. She just got out of a high-profile marriage with the rapper Future. Had a baby by him. She's doing a whole lot of things entertainment-wise. Now, these people get together, and they say, we're not having sex until we get married. I also got pictures of them on the Kids' Choice Awards, dancing and having a good time together. And you know what the comments say? Man, this is the type of relationship I want. Relationship goal. Hashtag relationship goals. Right? So this is the stuff that's out there. So when you look at that situation, the bottom line is relationship goals are pictures, memes, situation, other people's situations that you wish for yourself, or things that are going on in these pictures that you wish for yourself. You would like to be in that situation. You want to have a love like that. You know, you want to do those type of things with the person that you're with. So you can have relationship goals and actually still be in a relationship. You could be in a relationship with someone where these things are actually not happening, right? And you can wish for them to happen. So that's what relationship goals are, right? They're just events. They are behaviors, actions. They're couples, situations, these type of things. Okay? So now let's move on. So that's what it is. That's what the relationship goals are. Go on Twitter and search for it, or search for it on Facebook, and just look at all of the things that we want, right? When I clicked on it, the first thing that pops up on my timeline is a picture of a guy and a girl holding hands. They have a Bible in between their lips as they're kissing each other. So each one of them are kissing each side of the Bible. And they said that's a relationship goal. Right? Another person got a picture of their grandparents, right? Saying that, you know what, they were so in love or whatever, so that's my relationship goal, right? I got another one that says relationship goal, great fucking sex, a good laugh, a partner in crime, epic conversations, a friendship, honesty, and unquestionable loyalty. God, wow. Wow. And here's another one. Hey, this one is so funny, right? It actually has it's a video, and I shared this on my page. It's a video of a guy, a woman standing over a guy with a pistol in her hand pointed to his head. A pistol, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not playing. That's what we see. And when you click play on the video, she's actually making this guy tell girls that he's in a committed relationship with her and to stay out of his inbox. He's married or whatever, and he'd stay out of his inbox, stop disrespecting his wife, or trying to get him to disrespect his wife. Don't like any of his pictures, and you know, just that kind of stuff. Don't flirt with him on his posts or what have you. And she's over him saying, say it, yeah, yeah, you better tell him. And that's a relationship goal. And it's what it is. Of course, you cannot have a relationship goal without seeing Michelle and Barack. And it says, it's a picture of Michelle and Barack standing with each other. And it says, he still makes her giggle. Another relationship goal. It's an old couple, both walking with the same color t-shirts on. On the back of the guy's t-shirt, the man's t-shirt, it says, if lost, return to Jan. And on the back of her t-shirt is, I am Jan. So that's nice. I got another one here. It's a quote from Jada Pinkett. It says, my family and my marriage will be the masterpiece I leave behind. That's a relationship goal. So much. Another one is, this is fun. It's an old naked couple. Both of them are naked. And they're hugging each other and squeezing on each other. Like, that's a relationship goal. And I can go on and on and on. It's so much on here. But these are some of the goals that we see just by clicking on social media, right? Even guys are doing it. Guys got a picture of a girl with nice breasts holding a Heineken and a slice of pizza. And he says these are the kind of women that they want to date. We can go on and on, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to get to the point that we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to be back really soon. And that's when I'm going to get in. So we're going to actually take the show to a different level. We're not going to do the keeping it real letter tonight, because I'm going to use that space for a special, special dedication to Dollhouse Radio, as it is anniversary week, and just a special moment for me being on Dollhouse Radio, okay? All right, but before we do go to break, I got to make sure that we read some of what you guys actually said on Facebook, because I see all of your posts and I appreciate you writing in. Let me know on what you feel your relationship goals are as a single person. And it is all good with me, right? I support you. Now don't get me wrong. These goals that you guys have, I'm gonna bring it all together when we come off of break, right? I'm sorry, after I give my little dedication. I'm gonna bring it all together. Wish for whatever you want to wish for. I support you. I want you to find your happiness. The Kenny Talk Experience wants you to find your happiness, and that's the truth. Love. Salute. All right. So let me jump in real quick, and I'm gonna read off some of the things that people were saying that they feel their relationship goals are. At the end of the day, I love it. Let me see what I got here. Man, it's so many of them. Thank you guys for writing in. Let me see what this one says. Honesty, communication is what I'm looking for. Those are my relationship goals. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We all want honesty, but like I said on the last show, or one of my last shows, we all want honesty until your honesty hurts my feelings, or until my honesty makes you feel some type of way. And do you still want it? Keep it real. Hit me up. 646-595-4038, Dollhouse Radio. It's a real relationship talk show. I want to hear from you. Okay, I got another young lady that says, thank you, sweetheart, for writing. She says, mental and spiritual growth with a person. Mental and spiritual growth. What does that look like? What does mental and spiritual growth look like? Now, in order to be able to grow with someone mentally, that means that you have to be open to new things. You have to be open to change, because growth is change. So if you want growth, you have to want and embrace change. Sometimes the change that you're asked to embrace might not sit well with you at first. But if you're not open to it, then are you really open for growth? So they said mental and spiritual. Salute. Thank you for writing in. Okay, I got, here we go. I got one young lady said, just two? Like, she got plenty of them, right? But she said her goal is marriage and friendship. Marriage and friendship. I got another young lady that chimed in. Lots of sex. Honest love. Friendship goes together. Financial stability and marriage. So her relationship goal is financial stability and marriage. Thank you, sweetheart. And thank you to all the other ones that you read. Lots of sex. I'm sure you can get lots of sex. That's a pretty good goal to have. It shouldn't be difficult. It should not be difficult, right? So salute to those that are actually writing in. Financial stability. How do you have financial stability? Financial stability. We got to make sure that home is taken care of. Is home taken care of, right? I got several more I'm going to read when I actually come back. Well, no, wait a minute. Let me keep going. I mean, I want to go in, I owe it to you guys. I mean, you took the time to write in, so I appreciate you. So I'm going to make sure that I jump down and read them, okay? All right, expect him and love him for who he is. Stop trying to change him. That's a relationship goal, okay? Marriage and getting saved together. Marriage and getting saved together. I hear you. So we going in. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, a relationship goal. Another one about going to church together. A relationship goal. Walking on the beach at night with a person that you can hold a great conversation with. All right? I heard that conversation piece. I see that conversation piece comes up a lot, right? A relationship goal, a main goal, is what we're actually speaking about. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump in and pay some bills real quick. And when I come back, it's not going to be the keeping it real letter. It's not going to be that today. But I got all of your letters that you actually, and everything you've actually forwarded me through inbox on Facebook and everywhere else. And I am going to get to them. I appreciate you, right? All right, shout out to the anniversary week and everybody on Dollhouse Radio. We got a lot of great shows. We want you guys to make sure you tune in to them, right? Let's go ahead and pay some bills, and when I be back fast, and you can say cat in the hat.
Yeah, yo.
I just put down.
Yeah, yo. Moo la la. Yeah, yo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my. Bitch better have my money. Line up to Rihanna while the whole club fucking wasted. Every time I drop, I am the only thing you're playing. In a drop top, do 100 y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it.
Bitch better have my money.
ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show called the Kenny Talk Experience. We broadcasting live on Dollhouse Radio in this anniversary week. And just like I promised you guys, I have a little something special that I want to speak on, right? Dollhouse Radio has a lot of great shows. It's a great platform, and it has been that way for me ever since I started several years ago. Well, not that many years. I think it's been about 3 years. 3 years or so, but I enjoyed every minute of it, right? I enjoyed every year, right? And it just keeps getting better, right? So allow me to speak on it. Let me have your attention real quick. All right. Now, I can remember the first time I got a chance to do my show on Dollhouse Radio. I was so nervous, right? But I just jumped in the water. I jumped in the deep end. I've been swimming ever since. I was given this opportunity because I was passionate about what I was doing around relationships, right? And I cherish it. But what really made me feel that this was definitely what I need to be doing on Dollhouse Radio, the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, was after, I think it was about my third show, I wanted to tackle the discussion of domestic violence. Domestic violence, that's right. Now, I'm on Twitter, at KennyTalkEXP, okay? I'm on Facebook, Kenneth DeMoss, or KennyTalkDeMoss, Kenny Talk Experience. So I started to use my resources to try to reach out, right? And what I did was I came across three different organizations from Twitter that were advocates against domestic violence in their cities. So I reached out to these organizations and I just asked them. I asked, would you guys be interested in appearing on my show, a platform where we're going to discuss domestic violence? All three of them agreed. I emailed the representatives what they needed to know when they called in. One was in Cincinnati. One was in Tennessee, and I forget where the other one was. I apologize. I really do. But, I mean, what ended up happening was I got these three young ladies on the show, and these three young ladies they were hype about being on the show. And me, at the time, I'm thinking we're just going to have a discussion around what happens with domestic violence. You know, I thought we were going to have a discussion around people that are involved in domestic violence and don't want to leave, some reasons behind it. And it was just going to be just a simple conversation with us, kind of everybody getting a chance to kind of speak on it, right, as far as what are their thoughts on domestic violence, you know, percentages, stats. But do you know, this show turned out to be something that was so emotional and something that was so moving. Each one of them told stories, personal experiences about what they had gone through, which led them to where they are fighting against domestic violence, being an advocate against it. And the stories caused a couple of them to get kind of emotional. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait, wait, wait. It was so liberating. So what ended up happening is we had a great conversation. They got a chance to share their resources. They got a chance to provide some insight. They got a chance to kind of get a weight off of their shoulders when it comes to what they've gone through. Yes, a couple of them did kind of get emotional. After the show, I get an email from each thanking me for the platform to allow them to do what they do, thanking me for it, right? So, with all of that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I knew then I was in the right place. Dollhouse Radio, the Kenny Talk Experience. I then realized that what I was doing mattered. What I was doing was very, very important. It was very, very important. So I said to myself, I took the oath that I would go hard for the people. And I wanted to share that with y'all real quick. Salute, Dollhouse Radio, anniversary week. Make sure you listen to all the rest of the shows that's going to be airing, because I just gave you something special. I gave you something personal. I just gave you a piece of me. Now let's jump back into the conversation real quick. Let's jump right back in. All right. So for the most part, we've discussed what are relationship goals. We've actually discussed what other people's are, what yours are. Now it's time to dive into the impact of actually having them. I see a couple of them on here now, but people are saying that getting married is their relationship goal. Getting married. And what this does, what it brings to mind is the matrimony video. How many of you guys have saw the video for Matrimony? That's a song by Wale that includes Usher. He's actually singing the hook. How many of you guys have saw that video? When you have a relationship goal to get married, like a lot of women do, and I saw that on, I see that on Facebook. See, I told you I wasn't going to forget you. I saw you guys posting that, but I wanted to wait because I'm actually, I had a point I wanted to make. I had a point I wanted to make. When you have a relationship goal, ladies and gentlemen, you look at trying to achieve that goal. And to achieve that goal, you know, you start to implement certain steps, certain actions. Or you start to set expectations around what you want. That are these goals in your relationship. But the biggest problem is this. When you look at a lot of these relationship goals, a lot of these relationship goals stem around actions, right, that you want somebody to implement. So my point about this marriage thing, and back to the video, Matrimony, there are so many of us that actually go out, find someone, marries, and we marry people because that's our goal. That's something we want. So the wedding is all big, nice, white, beautiful, pretty, emotional, people watching. We have this goal for ourselves and for others to see. But we don't have this goal for the person that we want to marry, right? You're not even thinking about that person. The person that you want to walk down the aisle with, who cares about how you feel? What I care about is how I'm going to feel, you know, and what other people are going to feel and say and think when they see me feeling the way I'm feeling, getting what I want, getting the goal or reaching the goal that I've always wanted, being married. So what does that do? How does that tie into the video of matrimony? Well, the video of matrimony, you got a young lady that's in love. You got a young lady that's, you know, with Wale, in love. However, whatever differences they did have or what argument they had, or he said something about she lost the child and he flew off the hook, and this craziness, right, that we go through in relationships. So they ended up going their separate ways. She ended up meeting another guy whom the wedding is for in the video. So she ended up meeting this guy, and this guy is going to marry her. The family is there, the father, you know, everyone, the groom, best man, maid of honors and all that. Beautiful, 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 right? She's a beautiful bride. She gets up to the altar. Wale walks through the door. He don't say anything. But when she turn around, look, and she sees that it's Wale, that love, that person she loves, she's overwhelmed with emotion. She don't cry. She just reacts. Emotion overtakes her. And her reaction is to leave that guy at the altar. So when you talk about having relationship goals, and it's for the benefit of yourself, and it's for the benefit of the people that are going to watch you, you know, you go through this marriage or what have you, this wedding, with no thoughts of the guy that you want to marry, making him so happy or whatever. We don't think about that. We just think about our goals, right? Having a relationship goal of marriage will make you marry someone that you're not in love with just to get the goal. And I think that's a problem. She left this guy at the altar. He has this devastating look on his face. So what we have to understand, everybody, we have to understand it, is that relationship goals, you know, this is the Kenny Talk Experience. We got real talk, we got real topics, and we got real solutions. So the solution is this. Your relationship goals, and a lot of the ones that I read out, they were all things that benefit you, or they were all things that you wanted, right? I didn't see one that actually included the person that you're hoping to be in a relationship with. Like, my relationship goal is not to have honesty from my and for my girlfriend, and to be faithful and all this stuff that just 100% benefit me. My relationship, your relationship goals should be to be the one that person never want to leave, right? Your relationship goal should be for you to actually, I mean, for you to have a connection with that person that helps them continue to grow. It has to be about them. Because the more your passion and your goals and your focus is around the person that you're in a relationship with, the longer you will be with them. Okay? And for the most part, the point I'm the one of the last points I'm going to make is many of us already have people that are willing to make these goals happen for us. You already got somebody that's in your life, right? You got somebody right now that's willing to give you your relationship goal. But you don't want it from them. Who you want it from? You want it from someone that you want it from. Let's move ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make it happen. Yes, let's do it. You already got somebody. You got somebody right now. Let me go back to Facebook real quick because I see it lighting up. I see them hit me up. I apologize. I haven't actually read anything yet, but I'm kind of glancing over it as we go. But what I'm going to do is I'm gonna go back to relationship goals. And I'm looking at the people that are making these posts, right? We want that special someone to be 100% crazy about us, right? We want that special someone to really, really love us, right? We want that. Yeah, and here's another one. Here's one, because we love that celebrity love, right? Beyonce and Jay-Z, the power couple. I want that for myself. I want to be like that. I'm a powerful man, and I want to be powerful. And the guy, Michael Jai White, he actually just recently got married. He had a post that he posted. He says, apologies to all of my exes. In all of my years as a grown man, I knew without a doubt that women were different than men and require a gang of emotional attention. He got a lot that he wrote. And he basically just speaking on his love for his new bride. And guess what? Somebody reposted it and had relationship goals. You got Kanye West and Kim Kardashian walking, eating ice cream cones together. That's a relationship goal. Right? Let me see what else we got on here. Okay, there go Russell Wilson and Ciara again. Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union. They showing off their bodies and stuff, you know. Shit like that, you know. Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. Bush is about relationships with Taylor Swift. So he's just so excited. John Legend and his wife. I always have a note in my pocket that says John did it. Just in case I'm murdered because I don't want him to remarry. True love tips. Relationship goals. You got the rapper Papoose and Remy Ma, those two rappers. You got Nicki Minaj and Meek Mills because they're in the media now. Relationship goals. Man, you got a couple in a swimming pool sitting on a huge rubber duck together, and they just floating. Relationship goals. I mean, I can go on and on and on. These are the things that we want, right? But we got to start focusing on the other person that's in the picture. What do you want for them? You know, what are you going to be to them in exchange for what you're asking for? And that's some real talk. That's some real solutions right there from the Real Relationship Talk Show. It's about time for the final thought, everybody. Happy anniversary. to Dollhouse Radio. I'm having a blast, without a doubt. So let's jump right in before we close everything out. The weekend is almost here. It's time. The final thought, those that are just joining us for the first time, it's a little bit of spoken word that I put together. Kind of sums up the show. I got something special for you guys. The final thought says, we've heard of professional goals as well as personal goals, and that to achieve either, you must have a plan. When it comes to the high demand of being in relationships, many feel that they can plan to find the right man. If you search hashtag relationship goals on social media, you'll see happy people doing happy things together. And we assume that these relationships are 100% perfect compared to our own. Theirs must be so much better. And when I asked the young lady, why does she have relationship goals? She says, Kenny, I deserve happiness like everybody else. But the problem is that you want the same type of happiness that the other people have all for yourself. Now, you always get what you are getting when you continue to give what you're giving. Very few of us have that figured out. We set expectations and demands hoping to reach these goals, but you have to do more than wish for it out of your mouth. Now, let me read that last one more time. Once again, you will always get what you're getting when you continue to give what you are giving. Very few of us have figured that out. We set expectations or demands hoping to reach these goals, but you have to do more than wish for it out of your mouth. In a nutshell, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And when you just might get it, it might not look like you think it's going to look like. You know, or when you do get it, it may be coming from somebody that you didn't think it would be coming from. It may be coming from somebody that you don't want it to come from. You know, a nice guy that's not that attractive, that pays you compliments every day at work, offers to buy you lunch, tells you sweet things. That one, he probably can give you all of your relationship goals, but you don't want them from him. You want them from the person that you want them from. Let's get it together, everybody. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. We're going to be back next week. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Remember, they can click on the link on my page on Facebook and listen to the show anytime you want if you missed it, right? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. Salute to all the fellas out there. Salute to everybody listening. Let everybody know to click on the link on Twitter. It's out there. Dollhouse. Kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And we're gonna keep banging. Take care and have a great weekend.